A billion years ago, there was nothing but space. Then one of God's wet farts blew all the planets in place. There were no signs of life on Mars or Venus, but planet Earth was blessed with two baby geniuses. Baby geniuses, we know everything. Baby geniuses, we know everything. Baby geniuses, we know everything. Baby geniuses, tell us something we don't know.
Hello, babies. Welcome to Baby Geniuses. I'm Emily.
I'm Lisa.
I almost said, welcome to Wiki of the Week.
Not later. Yet. Later.
Later. Oh my gosh. We're doing two episodes today. My brother had a baby, which is cool. Yeah. I don't know if I should talk about that or not, but
how recently was that? Was that like
was
just
1 week ago today?
Oh my goodness.
And so my mom is coming to town next weekend. For the second time since the baby was born. So I'm like, gotta do two episodes back to back.
I know so many people having babies right now.
I know. It's a fucking boom right now.
Baby boom.
Have you got to spend much baby time with people?
No, I haven't. Because most of them are like in other parts of the country.
Yeah.
But that's okay. I'm not the best with babies. Like, I don't quite know what to do. Like, I like them and I like looking at pictures of them. And I'm so happy for my friends when I see pictures of them with their babies that I start crying. But then when it comes to the baby themselves, I'm sort of like, I don't have any natural kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's not a thing where you're like.
I'm always like, am I doing this right? Am I hurting it? But it is nice to hold them.
Yeah. They're so small.
They're small and warm.
Yeah. I've met a few babies recently.
Yeah?
Yeah. A lot of people I know are having them. It's fun, but it's also, it's like, okay, bye.
Yeah. That's how I feel. All right. Yeah.
I don't feel that way about, you know, the ones in my family, but for my other friends, it's sort of like, okay, well, I'm not going to see you for a while probably, right?
Yeah.
Just not by my choice, by the fact that you have a very busy life now.
Yeah. And I don't have any advice. I can't help. Like
I'm not tempted at all, but I will say like one of my friends, who just had a baby, I was asking about some thing that was like that people were tweeting about, we were talking about, and she was like, oh, I haven't seen that. She was like, honestly, like I have never been on social media less than I have since this baby was born.
Really?
And I was like, that is the first compelling argument I have heard for having a baby.
I thought they'd be on social media more because what else can you do while you're sitting there and your baby's like, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think it's like that thing of like when you're on social media and you get like sucked into some drama, like
you're like, nothing
like
matters.
Hey, I've got a thing to say.
Yeah.
And then you turn away from it and you can't investigate it or follow the threads.
That's what one of my friends was saying, is that she hasn't even really been following the news lately because all she cares about is this baby. And I'm like, that sounds nice, honestly.
I think that's the main appeal, is like you have a thing to focus on.
That's for me, that's my show right now. It's like, that's my baby. That's all I care about. It's what I think about. I'm like, it's like, but
that's great.
I think, I don't know. It feels selfish because it's not like another being, but
but
I don't know.
It's for other people to consume.
Yeah.
I'm going to get more out of your show than I would if you had a baby.
I don't know. My baby would be pretty cool. It's probably true. Yeah. I don't really want one yet. We'll see.
Yeah.
Never know.
People always say we're going to change our minds, and that might happen.
Yeah.
I'm really scared that's going to happen, to be perfectly honest.
Well, one time we went out to brunch with Ali Wong and she was I was saying like, I don't really want one. And she's like, how old are you? And at that point I was like, 31. And she's like, oh, then you don't want one. If you don't want one by now, you don't want one.
Yeah.
I was like, that's interesting. Most people say that it'll switch.
I mean, like I've definitely heard of it happening at like 35.
Yeah.
But
that's what it did for my mom.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
So scary.
Ah!
My parents both like wanted kids when they were in their 20s. And so,
yeah, my friends who have them, I feel like they always wanted them.
Yeah.
Which is really nice. It's like really sweet.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're so overjoyed right now.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's so weird that we're adults.
Also, shout out to anyone who wants a baby and is having trouble having one. That's really, really hard.
Really? That seems like a really tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's Lucy Nisley's coming out with a new comic book soon about having a baby and all the troubles that she had having one and all this stuff. But yeah, I think it'll be really good.
Cool.
Yeah. Comics.
Hi, Indy. We're recording at my house, but Indy's here, which is fun.
Yeah.
We don't usually have dogs in this house. And I like how excited she was when she walked in to be like, I've got a lot of information to take in. I'm going to walk around.
She gets really excited when I bring her somewhere new. It's really cute. When I bring her to like a vacation home or whatever, she's always like, she runs and checks out the perimeter of every room. It's like, she looks like when like on The Bachelor, they bring the girls to like a new house they're staying at in a new country and they run around and they like jump on the bed and stuff. And they're supposed to act excited for camera. That's how excited Indy actually is.
Yeah. Like on Tara's house when they're like, oh my God, it's so big. There's a dishwasher.
Yeah. And then it's like, you guys, do you know you're sleeping in a 3-bed bunk, right?
Yeah.
Those beds are crazy.
But it's still like, that's, you know, in Tokyo, they don't have a lot of space.
They really don't. Oh my God, that whole season is so crazy.
Still not done. I'm still
God, you have to finish it.
I have to
the craziest shit happens.
Okay, it's already crazy, but yeah.
Shout out to those of you who know.
Yeah, fuck. I gotta watch it.
Fucking Rickapin.
What?
Rickapin.
Oh, I'm not there yet.
Oh my God.
I wanted to brag about something.
Please.
There was an article in Elle recently where they were interviewing Sarah Goldberg, who's one of the stars of Barry, the show that I write on.
Oh, yeah.
And can I just read you the first couple paragraphs?
Fuck yeah.
At an early screening of Barry, the hit HBO show that casts Bill Hader as a hitman turned improv actor, a man in the audience raised his hand to offer some constructive feedback. He wasn't a fan of Sally Reed, one of Barry Berkman's classmates and his crush on the show. The man deemed her narcissistic and delusional. He said she wasn't likable. Sarah Goldberg, who plays Sally on Barry, was prepared to seethe in silence. But just then, a writer on the show stepped in. Barry fucking kills people, Goldberg remembers, she said. He's a murderer, and you don't like Sally because she's self-involved?
Yeah.
The moment, so pointed and perfect, Goldberg wishes she had it trapped in glass, is one that she's returned to over and over since Barry premiered last month. It's the, quote, perfect distillation, a simple back and forth that sums up just how hard it is to depict complicated, flawed women on screen. Even next to a homicidal loner, somehow it's Sally who looks bad. That was about me. I'm the person who said that at that screening.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
That's why I wanted to talk about it.
Yeah. That's so great.
I love that she's been telling this story in interviews. I wish she would quote me by name, but yes, that's probably not allowed for some reason, but yeah.
That's amazing.
I'm very proud of that.
You should be. This comes up a lot of my work too, is like, cause you know, how to portray a very flawed female character without her being loathsome to the audience. It's like more difficult for some reason.
Why is it so,
I don't
know.
Cause
it takes so little for someone to loathe a female character because they actually don't like women.
It could literally be the way their voice sounds when they say something. It's like, you have to be more careful with the voiceover. You have to be more careful with the lines. It's like, everything is so on like such a micro subtle level.
Yeah.
And with the male character, it's just like, oh yeah, this guy, whatever. And they could be like the worst and people still imprint on them. It's like,
yeah,
it's bizarre.
I really don't remember this happening, but people have told me that that's what I said, and I remember saying that to some people, but you know, after reading this I remembered it, but it was like a screening with like 30 people.
Yeah.
And someone was like, I don't think she's good enough for him, and I was like, he fucking kills people.
Yeah. Good for you.
Thank you. Anyway, you guys should watch Barry. I don't think any of that was a spoiler. You know, he kills people from the pilot.
Yeah.
And the premise. Anyway, I'm not sure if I should post a link to it and be like, this is me. It's about me. That might be tacky. I don't know.
Go for it. That's all Twitter's for now.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like that. And then if you have a new project, you shout out about it and then you support your friends and then you get the fuck out of there. Or you ask what you should talk about on the podcast.
Oh, great. Ooh, transition.
Thank you.
Wait, before we get into this, you want to tell me a story about...
Yes, this is very brief, but I had to buy a refrigerator recently. So I was walking around Best Buy looking and checking some different models out. And then me and Adam found a pamphlet on how to sell refrigerators to people wandering around looking for fridges. And one of the steps is... open a bag of potato chips and ask the customer to enjoy or touch and throw away a potato chip. And then you have the customer touch both a stainless steel door and their new fingerprint resistant black stainless steel door to show the difference because they need a greasy hand. But I just love that the first step is just like, offer a potato chip to your customer, make them eat it in front of you or throw it away. Is there something so fucking creepy about that?
Holy shit. Yeah, that's pretty creepy.
Fridges have gotten like way more advanced since I last needed to buy one.
Did you get like one of those ones with the internet?
No. Everything has the internet. There was like washer dryers with Wi-Fi. I'm like, why?
Why?
Does it tell my phone when I need to throw my underwear away because my underwear is bad? Like what the, why would I need that? But I don't want smart home shit. It's creepy. I hate it. I hate robots. Unless they're Roombas because those are cute. There's like, yeah, there was like a fridge where you knock on it on the door and then it lights up to show you the juice inside the door. And then you press a button to get to that juice. But then if you open the door without pressing the button, it opens the whole thing so that you can't get to the juice. It was just, I was just like,
what?
I need like training on how to, but we had fun knocking on it. We got a more of a,
you got a good one though.
We got a simpler. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways. Should we answer some questions we
Let's
got on Twitter? These are some weird ones. First of all, did you ever explain why you changed the format to no guests? I love the podcast, but I do miss those segments. Yeah, sorry to everyone who misses our guests, but not sorry, because it's much easier for
it's
us to record
now.
It's
a lot easier for us to record. We basically, we were like, at first we were just trying it out because we weren't sure if like with our schedules getting crazy, if we were going to have to just like stop doing the podcast for a while.
Yeah.
And this was our compromise. It takes us half as long to record these episodes.
It's so much easier and like so much lower anxiety.
Yeah.
To not have to prepare for two guests.
Yeah. And to schedule it. A lot of times what would happen is like they would cancel.
Yeah.
Or like we wouldn't get someone and then we would have to cancel a recording and it would just be like a lot more work. I'm not complaining about because it was really fun and I feel like
I think we'll probably have guests in the future once in a while when we want. It's just it's like hard while we're both working all the time and I also feel guilty because we're always having to ask people to be on our podcast and I don't like it when I get asked to be on podcasts all the time. So
yeah,
no, just kidding. I mean, I do if they're good.
If they're good, yeah.
I say no a lot because I just don't feel like it and I felt guilty for that reason.
Yeah. It was one of those things where I was like, I don't want to ask people to do me favors that much.
Yeah.
I want them to come on if they're going to actually enjoy it. And a lot of people did, but it's really hard to know.
It's hard to know. Sometimes people say no three times in a row and I'm like, do you just not want to do this? That's probably it. Yeah. But I there's still some people I'd like to have on and so in the future.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm like, I would love for us to break our streak with someone like Chrissy Teigen or something.
Oh my God, that'd be the best.
I shouldn't have said it out loud. Maybe I'm doing the secret and now it's gonna happen.
Have you slid into her DMs yet?
I haven't.
Because she follows you, right?
She does, yeah. I could. I feel like she's got a lot going on right now.
She's still friends with Kanye.
Yeah, we recorded this a couple weeks ago and Kanye Gate was still a thing. I wonder what's going to happen with that.
Who knows? Anything could have happened by now.
I think she's handling it pretty well.
Yeah.
Like Chrissy Teigen is. Did you see the tweet that the screenshot of John Legend's like texts to him?
Yeah.
Being like, hey man, his policies are really bad for people of color. And I don't think you want this to be your legacy.
Yeah.
And then he was like, you're trying to manipulate me with emotions. And then he was like, well, since you're posting these, I have a new single coming out.
Yeah. But then like a couple hours later, they like Kanye threw them like a baby shower. So there's pictures of them like hanging out together.
Yeah.
Like that day. It's so weird. They have a very weird relationship.
They do. I mean, do you have any friends like that who just have really bad opinions who you just kind of put up with?
Oh, I'm trying to
think. I feel
like
it's getting less and less okay for that to be the case. Like it used to be, I think before Trump was president, we didn't draw as many lines in the sand.
Right. Like I've definitely had friends who were like slightly like anti-vax or whatever. And that's like the most I would tolerate, I think. Like I don't have any friends who support Trump that I know of.
But who have like other opinions that you...
That I disagree with?
That you have like a really hard time coming to terms with.
I'm trying to think what it would be. I think I would be able to get along with someone who liked shooting guns. I think I would understand if that was their culture. It's just, I don't know, it's different. Even though I really don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. It really depends on the thing, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Anti-vax is hard for me. That one's really tough.
Yeah. That's like a thing that it's like when it comes up with people that I love, I like can't really talk about it.
Yeah.
I try and then I can't.
That's a thing where I start to look down on them. Like I start to think I'm smarter than them and I don't think that's a good friendship.
Yeah.
Or relationship of any kind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh, I miss not knowing everything about people's opinions. Remember when we didn't know?
Yeah. Although, I don't know. I was always a pretty opinionated, bossy person in that way, so.
Yeah, but, like, there was still stuff you didn't know about people you met.
Yeah.
Like, you had to get to know someone a little bit before they...
Yeah.
Now it's just like, I just know. Yeah. I just know and I don't want to know.
Or do you? I bet some people just don't say certain things because they don't want people to know. They hold it in.
Yeah. But that makes me a detective. We're trying to like figure it out.
Yeah. Working in an office with a lot of people is good because there's a lot of people I don't agree with. We all have to get along.
Yeah.
So
they kind of push past that stuff.
Yeah.
The internet has made us very like binary about who we.
Yeah. You're either good or you're bad.
Yeah.
Which I don't believe.
You're in or you're out.
It's good.
Yeah.
That doesn't help anyone.
Further questions on Twitter. Who would play Emily and Lisa in the film about baby geniuses?
Oprah Winfrey. No, just kidding. Who would play me?
Yeah.
Probably fucking Claire Danes or some shit. Anna Paquin.
Chloe Grace Moretz would play you, maybe?
Oh, fuck no.
Why not?
Oh, I don't like her.
Really?
Not really.
Oh.
Should I say that out loud? I don't. Something about her I don't like.
Interesting. I liked her on 30 Rock a lot.
Yeah, me too.
I don't think I've seen her in anything else.
I am flattered by that because she's very beautiful.
She is. So are you.
That's sweet.
And I will be played by Adam Sandler.
That's great. So Chloe Grace Moretz and Adam Sandler.
Yes.
I shouldn't say I don't like her. I don't know anything about her. She's probably lovely.
It's like, what year is this movie being made, by the way?
Yeah.
Because it's not going to be played by people our age. It's going to be played by people younger than us, right?
I don't know.
Right?
Could be anyone.
Biopics are always star people who are younger than the people they're portraying.
Is it a biopic or is it like...
It's the film about baby geniuses.
Oh, so it'll be like us when we first met each other.
Yeah, but also it'll just be like, it'll be about, even if it's about today, it'll still be played by people who are younger than us, because when's it going to come out, you know?
Yeah.
I'm playing myself.
Can I be played by that person who is in Diary of a Teenage Girl?
Belle Powley?
Yeah, can I be
She's
played
very
by,
good.
I don't
yeah.
look anything like her, but I just
You
like,
look a little bit like her. No, not really.
I think I just related to her, because in that movie she has a sketchbook.
She's very good.
It's a great movie, directed by your sister.
Yeah. How do I tell my mom not to come see me at work on Mother's Day without making it seem like I'm avoiding her? Make other plans with her.
Yeah, say, I'm not avoiding you. I would like to do X or Y with you.
Yeah.
But don't come to my work.
Yeah.
It's a mom-free zone.
What is your workplace?
Daddy.
I'm guessing it's a
what? It's a something for dad. I don't know.
It's a dad school.
It's a cigar shop. I don't know.
I'm guessing it's a restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah. Where else would a mom want to come on Mother's Day? Like, what's open on Mother's Day that a mom could come to?
I don't know. The mind boggles. It could be anything.
Yeah.
They just like the reasons they don't want their mom to come see them could be any reason. Maybe they work at a strip club. And they don't want their mom to watch them dance.
I feel like that shouldn't have to be explained.
Maybe their mom really wants to watch them dance and they don't want to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone said, wait, would you, wait.
What?
Maybe their mom really wants to see them come dance.
Wants to watch them do a striptease at their strip club. I feel like
if that was the situation, like, that would have been included in the tweet somehow.
To be like a supportive mom, they want to go.
Yeah. Oof, that would be really awkward.
Yeah. I would be conflicted if that was what I did, and I'd be like, I want my mom to see what I'm good at and be proud of me, but
yeah.
I've just completely invented a scenario that definitely doesn't apply to this tweet.
It's like one on fun mode, but on this question.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry I spun out on your question. That wasn't helpful.
Someone said, is there any reason why you can't chew gum in the shower?
And then someone else was like, what the hell, you can't? And they're like, is it your stance that you can or you can't? And they were like, I have a few opinions on the stance of moral regulations on chewing gum in the shower, but I would certainly do it.
Yeah, that seemed like a miscommunication. I guess you can if you want to. It doesn't seem like that good of an idea to me, because if it loses flavor while you're in there, you can't really get rid of it.
You might slip and choke on it. I don't know. Gum's pretty bad to swallow.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't see that happening. Slipping in the shower is its own issue.
That's its own thing. I'm just thinking worst case scenario.
Yeah. Well, yeah, worst case scenario could go real bad.
Oh, yeah. Really, really bad.
Yeah. I'm just like, it feels like I would get water in my mouth. But that's probably not true.
I say go for it.
Go for it? Yeah, I mean, I can't think of a reason not to.
Be careful.
This sounds like we're settling a bet.
It does.
Someone said, how do I deal with my boyfriend's terrible roommate? She's messy and gets defensive when we ask her to clean. She also used to be a very close friend, but then she got too mean.
Can you kick her out?
That sounds like the real issue is that you don't like each other and not just the cleaning thing.
Yeah. If she used to be a close friend, that's rough.
Yeah.
You had a friend breakup.
Well, okay, wait. She used to be a close friend and you're dating her roommate.
Yeah.
Which came first?
Yeah.
Your relationship with her or your relationship with him?
Did she get mean because you're dating her roommate?
Yeah. Did she get mean because you ditched her for her roommate and you haven't been hanging out? Did she get mean because she's in love with her roommate? Did she get mean because you are over at their house all the time?
Is she being messy because she's passive aggressive?
It's saying she's messy and gets defensive when we ask her to clean. You don't live there.
Yeah.
Why are you asking her to clean an apartment that you don't live in?
He should just move out. This sounds like a bad situation. Yeah.
I think for the sake of your friendship, dealing with bad roommates is the fucking hardest thing in the world.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's really, really hard because any amount of conflict in your home is like, it's the worst place to have conflict because you can't leave it and go anywhere else, you know?
Yeah.
At work, it's like, I can leave it at work. I can come home. I can, you know, you got to feel comfortable there. Yeah, I think it might be time to move out.
Yeah, roommate questions are the hardest ones for me to answer because my answer is always just leave.
Just leave.
Just leave. I'm like, you can't solve this conflict. Just leave. Yeah. But I'm a very avoidant kind of person.
Yeah, a very hard situation. And sometimes it is like, I've had so many different living situations where it's like, well, some are better than others. And like, some of the better ones still have problems. So
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, messy people, I'm a messy person.
I'm pretty messy.
You got to have like an understanding with who you live with.
Yeah, you got to be like kind of the same level of messiness, maybe.
Well, you got to just sort of establish when you move in what your expectations are.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Is like, I'm a messy person, but when I lived with people who expected me to be clean, I would try.
That's nice.
Yeah. I mean, Peter might argue with that.
What's your definition of try?
Yeah. I would also say, and I know that this is not an option for everyone, but getting your house cleaned is
so nice.
Honestly, the nicest thing you can do for yourself.
I still feel guilty when we do it, but it just feels so good when you get home and it's clean.
Once a month.
Yeah.
Depending on the size of the place, I was surprised at how little it cost.
Yeah.
Like when I started doing it and I was like, why didn't I always do this?
Yeah.
Because it really just, it eases a lot of tension when you live with other people to have like a professional person who knows how to do things that you don't know how to do and is being paid to do it.
It makes me feel cared for. It's really nice.
It's very nice. I mean, I don't want to sound like a crazy rich person, but like, I mean,
I do. I want to sound like the craziest, richest person you've ever heard.
Yeah. I just think like you pay money for a lot of other things. And if you can save up a little money towards something like this, it's like a very simple luxury that would probably like make it easier to be friends with this person again.
It's good for your mental health too.
Yeah.
Having a clean space.
Yeah. I mean, I get that this is not your apartment that you're having the cleanliness issue with, but what's going on with your place? Can you have your boyfriend over there? Maybe is it time for you guys to move in? How long have you? I just have too many follow-up questions.
This is true.
Should I tweet back at her and be like, give me more information?
No. Here's one. What are your thoughts on when men have opinions on women's makeup? Like when they think you look better without or don't like dark lipstick. Makes me crazy. Not their business what I do or don't put on my face.
I don't think I'm going to offer an interesting opinion here.
I think you just answered your own question.
Yeah.
Dark lipstick, not for men. This is for other women. We know this.
Yeah.
Other women like dark lipstick. We're impressed by it.
I just don't want men's opinions on anything.
Yeah.
My face, the world. They're just very little that I need to hear from them on.
You had a party recently with a lot of women.
I had the second retirement party for men and it was great.
The way women dress up for those parties is delightful.
Yeah. If you ever wanted proof that we're not doing this for men,
it is for other
the
women.
The way women dress. I mean, everyone looked fucking great.
So cute. Everyone was wearing like their special jewelry.
Yes.
People were wearing like nice lipstick. I loved it.
Yeah.
And then like, there was like a panel and it was great. And then after the panel, a bunch of people left and I was like, I'm going to head out too. Cause I had period cramps. you said a lot of people did, which is
yeah.
Really
a lot of people were like, I'm leaving cause of my period,
which is so funny. It's like a joke of what would happen at a women's meet. But, the parade of women out to the parking lot to get in their cars was just like all the best, like little rompers and cute pants and stuff that I've ever seen.
It was great.
Wonderful.
I'm so happy with how it went.
Yeah. It was a success.
Well,
there's this one more question. Which would you rather design, an Olympic uniform or an ensemble for the Victoria's Secret show? And what would it look like? It doesn't have to be for the US team or for women models.
I didn't see this one.
Yeah. For some reason it just showed up for me. That's a tough question. It's like either way, I would want to dress people up as animals. I would
repeat it? I can't.
Would you rather design an Olympic uniform or an ensemble for the Victoria's Secret show?
Oh. Yeah, wait. Which one would you rather do?
I don't know. It'd be fun to dress up all those Victoria's Secret models as like gigantic parrots. Just like huge feathery parrots.
Yeah.
But that like would be fun. So much that the feathers hide like their bodies just so it's just like a huge like feathery circle with like long skinny legs kicking out of the bottom.
That would be great.
I would enjoy that.
I mean, I think it would also be fun to just like put them in some crazy granny panties that I designed that said guac is extra on them or whatever.
Just disgusting
shout
things.
Out to the last episode. Yeah, or just like I have to poop.
What if they're all wearing diapers?
Oh, that would be great too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Padded underwear. That's giant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah. Definitely Victoria's Secret.
I mean, I guess if I was designing an Olympic uniform, it'd be the same thing. It would just be giant diaper.
Either way, I'm going to deliver the same thing.
Yeah. I'd love to see like a figure skating in a diaper.
That would be amazing. I mean, figure skating is a whole other thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's just too many possibilities, really.
Oh my God, a figure skater performing in a giant diaper with like little chocolate balls falling out of it the whole time.
Yeah.
Every time they did a spin.
But then they're like, it's just so beautiful.
Yeah.
What they're doing. It's so graceful.
Yeah, that would be great.
Good question.
Good questions, everybody. It's time now for us to ask each other questions.
Oh no. Oh dear.
It's time for one on fun. Lisa's making a face like, oh brother.
Emily,
yes.
If you needed to get a robot to do something for you that you don't already have, because you do have a Roomba, and it has googly eyes on it. What kind of robot would you get?
Oh, great question. I would want one of those. I mean, I don't know if this counts as a robot. I don't know what the definition of robot is.
Me neither. It's a little man who is electric.
Yeah. One of those closets like in Clueless where it has all your clothes and you enter in a little thing and it tells you what, like, putting together outfits and then it delivers the clothes.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Yes. We all want that.
Yeah. That's what I want.
I always keep meaning when I'm wearing like a good outfit to like take a picture and catalog it in some way and save it so that I remember it. And I never do.
I do that sometimes. I have like 8 of those pictures.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah.
I never know what the fuck to wear in the morning.
Yeah.
Never.
I basically end up just wearing the same shit every day. And then I'm like, I have so many more interesting clothes, but I never want to wear them all day.
I like the thing you're wearing today. It's like, what do you call it? Do you call that like a pinafore?
Yeah, it's a pinafore dress.
So cute. It's like an overall dress.
I like it. And this was another, like, I forgot I owned this. And then I was like, I should wear it. It's what great. Am I doing?
It's a hit.
Thanks. Lisa.
Yeah.
If you, I have no fucking idea what I'm going to say. If you had to, oh man, I wonder how long it's going to take me to come up with a question.
How long do I think it'll take you?
Yeah.
Well, to answer that question, no.
If you had to be the personal assistant to one celebrity, who would it be? And you had to sign an NDA and you couldn't tell anyone anything about what you found out.
Oh no, but I want to tell everyone everything.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like it would be a really hard work, but Beyonce, it would be like, I would just learn so much. Rihanna, actually, maybe Rihanna.
Yeah. What's good about them is like, they both probably have other assistants too. So you wouldn't have to do everything.
Yeah, that's true. They definitely each have like 16 assistants.
Yeah. But do you want to know their personal information? Like, do you want to know what you would find out from them?
Yes.
I do.
I do.
What am I talking about?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I want to know everything.
Okay, cool.
Cool, cool.
That concludes One on Fun. It's time for Chunch Chat, a regular segment where we talk about any news in the world of Martha Stewart's pony, Ben Chunch. Chunch. When the clock strikes noon, we could have a picnic lunch,
fine wine, full moon, and we're chatting about Chunch. Ben Chunch. So there's no new Ben Chunch news. There is this really funny interview between Joaquin Phoenix and Will Ferrell. Did you read this?
No.
It's super funny. It's on interviewmagazine.com.
Oh,
you guys should definitely look this up.
Like some clips from it, I think.
It's fucking hilarious. But in one part, Will Ferrell's asking Joaquin Phoenix about this new movie that he's in. It's a Western with John C. Reilly. And Joaquin Phoenix is like, yeah, it's called The Sisters Brothers. And Ferrell said, yeah, did you have to ride horses? He says, we did. Are you proficient in horse riding? I am not. Do you remember the name of your horse? You motherfucker. Well, here's the thing. How could you even verify this? Will Ferrell's like, you're right. I can't at all. I'm just curious. And Joaquin Phoenix says, there were, in my defense, several horses. There was a running joke because I always screwed up the horse's name. I think it was Macanero and I called him Monochado. Another was Capitan. And Will Ferrell says, a few times I've done horse work, they're always like, Joaquin, you'll be on Thunderbolt. Will, we're going to give you Cinnamon here. Cinnamon's a good old gal. She won't give you much trouble. And then he talks about like how ferocious the stunt horse was. It's just like, it's such a funny interview. I really like it. Joaquin said, I feel bad about riding them. I have the feeling that they're like, I don't really want you on my back. And Will Ferrell says, they always tell you that the horses love it. Phoenix is like, yeah, but the horses tell you something different. It's like just really, they swear at each other a lot. It's a great interview.
I gotta read that. I'm not a Joaquin Phoenix fan.
I'm not particularly.
I hated the movie Her.
Oh, yeah, that movie. I didn't hate it.
I couldn't stand it.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. I liked him okay in The Master, but that's not my favorite E.T. Anderson movie. I liked Phantom Thread.
I haven't seen that yet. Is he in that?
No.
Now I'm okay.
I'm just thinking P.T. Anderson. Oh, okay.
I was going to be like, well, now I'm not going to watch Phantom Thread because I can't stand watching Joaquin Phoenix.
You should definitely watch it.
Okay. All right.
It's fantastic.
All right.
This also isn't Chunch related, but I like almost got thrown off a horse last weekend because the horse I ride normally was in heat, and apparently horses go fucking nuts when they're in heat. And like stuff that she sees every day suddenly frightened her.
Oh my God.
Like her back was sore and she just felt like She was just like me when I'm on my period. She was just like, ugh, I don't feel like doing this.
Oh, interesting. And
Adam came with me to my lesson to watch me ride. And he brought this tote bag that's this yellow tote bag with Mr. Peanut Butter's face on it that I designed. And he picked up the bag and she saw the face and fucking freaked out. She like ducked to the side and did like a pirouette and then ran away. And I got her under control and I brought her back and I was like, oh, and Adam didn't realize it was the bag. So he raised it again. And I was like, Adam, no. And then she did it again and ran away again.
Oh no.
And then I had to get off her and walk her the whole way home.
Oh my God.
Because she was freaking out so bad. But I love that Mr. Peanut Butter's face almost killed me.
That's so funny. Well, she's in heat. Maybe she saw some of that porno people drew of him.
Yeah, maybe.
People do a lot of porno of that character.
Yeah, they do.
Well, and then in the most recent season when he had that sex scene, everyone was like, oh, shit.
And she's like, frack me, Mr. Peanut Butter, frack me. I love that episode.
Does that conclude Chunch Chat?
Yes.
That concludes Chunch Chat. We'll be right back with Wiki of the Week.
Is there a dog in a car at a bar on the street?
Yay! I'm Alea Gringo, a small dog owner. My dog Pistachio howls when she's excited.
And I'm Renee Culvert, a big dog owner. My dog Tugboat tips over when he's sleepy.
And we co-host a podcast called Can I Pet Your Dog that airs every Tuesday. We bring you all things dog.
Yes, dog news, dog tech, dogs we met this week. We also have pretty famous guests on Butt Legs. We're not going to let them talk about their projects.
No.
Just want to hear about those dogs.
We don't want to hear about your stuff. Only your dogs. So join us every Tuesday on Max Fun.
Support for Baby Geniuses comes in part from Of A Kind, the website that introduces you to exciting new designers in fashion, home, beauty, office supplies, by selling their pieces and sharing their stories.
A unique venue for discovery, the website has featured over 350 of America's most promising new makers over the past 7 years.
They're all about unearthing things that are super special and hard to find, from hair products to necklaces, greeting cards to ceramics.
It's the season for gifts for teachers, and also it's wedding season and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I just feel like it's the perfect place to look for all of that stuff, because it's like little things that we all need, but like just sort of the nicest, prettiest version of it.
You know what they have that I really like and that I think would make a great gift? They have these throw blankets made by Hillary Sproat.
Ooh.
And they're really cute and have nice patterns. I got one for my office at work and it's
really?
It's super pretty. Everyone's already given me all these compliments on it.
If you are decorating an office, this is absolutely where you need to look.
And then you can write it off on your taxes.
Exactly. It's like all of the nicest things for an office. Baby Geniuses listeners can visit ofakind.com and enter the code GENIUSES at checkout and get 20% off your order of $50 or more.
Do it.
Do it. That's $10 off of $50 and more.
You're so good at math.
If it's more than that. I'm pretty good at math. Welcome to
Wiki of the Week.
This week's Wikipedia page was sent to us by Marc Beaupré. And it's the Wikipedia page for Ming of Harlem.
Ming is a tiger that became notable when he was found living in an apartment in Harlem, New York City in October 2003.
How did I not know about this?
I didn't know.
Ming, approximately 3 years old at the time of his capture, lived semi-openly with his owner, Antoine Yates, in a room of his five-bedroom apartment on the fifth floor of a large public housing complex in Harlem. So,
wow.
Several other normal and exotic pets were found in Yates's apartment, including an alligator named Al in another bedroom.
What?
How come Al doesn't have his own Wikipedia page? Ming is currently homed at Noah's Lost Ark Animal Sanctuary in Berlin Center, Ohio.
Oh, he went far.
Oh, man. I mean, New York City, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. But I guess it probably shouldn't.
In April 2000, Antoine Yates, a 31-year-old part-time taxi cab driver and resident of Harlem, purchased Ming, an 8-week-old male Siberian Bengal tiger mix, from the Bearcat Hollow Animal Park Wildlife Sanctuary in Racine, Minnesota. How did they sell... How did they allow someone to buy?
Keep reading.
Okay. Oh, yeah. My questions will be answered. In 2005, the owners of Bearcat Hollow were prosecuted and received... Oh, my God. I'm glad I didn't just close this page.
Yeah.
They prosecuted and received prison sentences for falsifying records to conceal illegal animal trafficking through the sanctuary, which was discovered during an investigation following several serious complaints since 2001.
Como, a 2-year-old 400-pound white Siberian tiger on site, had escaped his enclosure and attacked a 7-year-old child.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Como had carried the girl for up to 30 feet before releasing her, and after the incident, he was subsequently euthanized by authorities.
No, I hate it when they're euthanized. It's like, not, it doesn't seem fair to anyone.
Zoos are really fucked up.
They really are.
I mean, this is a wildlife sanctuary, but... I mean, they're clearly fucked up. 5 months later, Snickers, a 10-month-old cinnamon American black bear housed at Bearcat Hollow, had escaped his enclosure before being spotted at a neighboring house's porch while the residents, the Boone family, were inside. According to Bearcat Hollow, Snickers was retrieved by simply coercing him into an SUV with a jelly donut. Wow. Well, I mean, is this Yogi Bear? Well, local residents claim Snickers had to be restrained with the help of Maurer County deputies. Records indicate that Bearcat Hollow had previously sold a lion cub to Yates, but he had found another home for the lion shortly after purchasing Ming. He was like, I already have a lion. I'm going to get rid of him so I can get a tiger.
Yeah. I mean, a tiger is an upgrade, I think.
Oh, my God. I mean, all of those stories about those animals being as escaping had nothing to do with them trafficking.
Yeah.
So they're just a really fucked up organization.
They were just bad at all of this. Discovery. After Ming was discovered in Yates' apartment in October 2003, subsequent questioning of the neighbors determined the existence of the tiger was widely known for at least 3 years. One fact that turned up was that Yates regularly bought large quantities of raw chicken. Oh my God.
At the local supermarket.
And it was a standing joke in the building that he could eat so much chicken every day. In addition, Yates had taken roommates, unaware at first of the animals in the home.
What? Talk about a bad roommate.
According to the New York Daily News, a woman who shared a Harlem apartment with a 425-pound tiger said yesterday she was terrified at first, but soon got used to living with a man-eater down the hall. Caroline Domingo told the Daily News she couldn't believe her eyes when she spotted the big cat roaming free in the apartment where she and her husband rented a room from tiger owner Antoine Yates. But eventually, she said, we all became family.
That is the most understanding person I've ever read about.
That's someone who really needed to rent that room.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That, I mean, I guess... I mean, best case scenario, you get along with the tiger and it is the fucking coolest thing in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, I get, like, if that went well, I would be so thrilled.
I just feel like I could never fully trust a tiger. You know, it's like, I don't even really fully trust Indy.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely don't fully trust any cat.
No. Indy's been eating my underwear lately. After 11 years of not eating my underwear, she's decided it's time to go nuts. And she ate 2 pairs in one night.
Oh, my God.
She ate 3 pairs last week.
Well, have you been putting them in her bowl?
Yes. And I've been filling them with chicken. They're dog dumplings.
Oh, man. Ming's existence became known and reported in the media when Yates went to the Harlem Hospital Center emergency room on September 30th, 2003, after being bitten on the arm and leg.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
A tiger who's your friend. You're going to have a fight someday. Yeah. And...
Oh, my God. According to Yates, he was bitten while trying to keep Ming away from Shadow, a cat he had recently adopted.
Okay.
Why is he getting more animals? At the time of treatment, Yates claimed that his pet pit bull had bitten him. However, the medical personnel were suspicious because the width of the bite marks suggested an animal with a very large jaw.
Yeah, it's a huge pit bull.
Yeah.
It's a giant pit bull.
Oh, my God. Also... He had an alligator, too. I mean,
this guy's crazy.
This guy's fucking crazy. Yates checked out of the hospital on October 3rd, and on the same day, following up on a tip, an officer of New York City Police Department was sent his home address to investigate. Huh? Loud growling noises could be heard through the door of the apartment, causing the officer to avoid entering. Yeah, he's scared. Another police officer was sent to the roof, from which he abseiled himself, which is hyperlinked, by the way. I have no idea what that word means.
He rappelled.
Oh, okay.
That's cool. I didn't know cops knew how to do that.
Yeah. So from which he abseiled himself on a rope sling to view through the apartment's windows. This is so crazy. Ming, are police allowed to do that?
I guess
so. That seems illegal.
I know.
Ming attempted to attack the officer, frightening him, and nearly broke through the window.
Wow.
Oh my God. An animal control team was then sent into Yates's apartment where they anesthetized Ming and also discovered Al, a 5.5-foot alligator that Yates had been raising in one of the other bedrooms.
I like that half his roommates are people and half are just...
Yates was later located at a hospital in Philadelphia and placed under guard.
Aww. Yeah.
Yeah. I like you have sympathy for him, but also should you?
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
This just seems so crazy.
This just seems like, I don't think that there's like a version of this where he's not a megalomaniac.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like who thinks they can do this?
I don't know. Yates was arrested on charges of reckless endangerment and the possession of a wild animal. Later, his mother was charged with endangering the welfare of a child since she had been babysitting children in the apartment.
What?
Oh my God.
What?
Oh my God. As part of
all of the places that that woman has access to, she took them to the worst one.
Yeah.
Right?
Was she living with him? Like what?
It doesn't say that she was.
I don't know.
Well, I guess maybe she was.
Maybe. As part of a plea agreement to reduce charges against his mother, Yates pleaded guilty to reckless endangerment and eventually served a 5-month prison term with 5 years probation.
Wow.
He was released after serving 3 months, and subsequently he sued New York City for the loss of his pets, including a rabbit, and for $7,000 in cash, which he claimed had also been in the apartment. A judge dismissed the case, calling him full of chutzpah.
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 So they're telling us the judge is Jewish.
Yeah. And I'm not a great Jew because I didn't know how to pronounce that.
Chutzpah.
Chutzpah.
Nachas. That's a different thing. Current location. Authorities decided to move the seized animals to more appropriate housing. Ming was sent to a Noah's Lost Ark Animal Sanctuary in Berlin Center, Ohio, while Al was given a new home in Indiana.
Was a new home like with a person or like was it just...
just like a guy who had less tigers.
There was like a river, so they just dumped him in there.
As of 2010, Yates lived in Las Vegas with 22 big cats, including 4 tigers, having redubbed himself Antoine Tigerman Yates.
No.
He established the Reach Out and Respond, aka Roar, Foundation in 2011. Where does he live now? In Vegas. How does he have 22 big cats?
Vegas is the place where you can have large animals.
Oh my God. I guess so. In October 2010, the story of Yates and Ming was dramatized on the Animal Planet show Fatal Attractions. The episode was titled A Tiger Loose in Harlem. A mix of recreation and documented footage was used, complete with commentary by Yates, his family, and police. I've got to watch that.
Yeah.
Ming is mentioned in the documentary film The Tiger Next Door. Ming of Harlem, 21 Stories in the Air, was screened at the New York Film Festival on October 3rd, 2014.
If you Google image search Antoine Tigerman Yates, there's a picture of the cop rappelling with the tiger in the window.
What?
It's amazing.
Oh my God.
Look at this.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That is so
The tiger crazy. Is like fully trying to get at him. And then there's pictures of Yates like wearing cobras. I mean, yeah, just like.
Oh my God. He has an Instagram.
let's friend him.
Yeah. Holy shit. Ugh. I can't tell if this is actually him or not.
Yeah.
Because the most recent post is the picture of the cops.
Yeah. Amazing.
Holy hell. Well, thank you so much for sending us that.
Yeah.
Lisa, if you had to have a big cat in your house, what kind of big cat would you want?
Can it be one of those medium cats? Like, can it be like a Jaguarundi or whatever they're called?
Yeah,
the little
cool.
ones? Or like an ocelot?
Yeah.
A lynx?
That's a good idea.
Those are cute.
Yeah.
Pumas are actually pretty small too, but I'm always scared I'm going to be attacked by one when I'm out and about in the hills.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That'd be a cool way to die though.
Being attacked by a puma? I guess it depends on how they do it.
Yeah.
Well, that concludes Wiki of the Week. It's time for What Did I Learn?
What did I learn?
Lisa, what did you learn today?
I learned that you can have a bad roommate and just adapt. Like if your roommate is a tiger or a crocodile, you know, it's all about your attitude.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know if that's true because even Antoine got bit the hell up by this cat.
Yeah.
I learned, that I guess I haven't had it that bad as when it comes to roommates.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You shouldn't really complain that much. But also, I guess you can just do whatever the fuck you want in Vegas.
You can really do whatever you want there.
You really can.
Yeah.
Well, that's our show.
Thanks, guys, for listening.
Thank you for listening and, you know, for supporting us.
Yeah. If you leave a nice review on iTunes, I'll shout out your name next time, next episode.
Yeah, why not?
If you send us a butt pic, I will describe it on the next episode. Send it to babygeniusespodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram. My name is Lisa Draws on there.
I'm at Mr. Emily Heller.
Thanks to our producer, Rob Pera, who has to listen to all this shit.
Yeah, multiple times.
He's the best.
Thanks to my brother, Nate, for doing our theme songs.
Hell yeah.
And goodbye.
Baby geniuses, we know everything. Baby geniuses, we know everything. Baby geniuses, we know everything. Baby geniuses, we know everything.
Thank you so much to the over 28,000 members who joined or upgraded during the 2018 Max Fund Drive and to all of our monthly members. You showed up in full force to help us reach our goal, and to show our appreciation, we're putting up this year's batch of Max Fun Drive exclusive enamel pins on sale for all $10 and up monthly members. And just like last year, we're giving all the profits to charity. For 2018, we're supporting the National Immigration Law Center. The sale will run from May 18 through May 28, so don't miss it. $10 and up monthly members will be receiving personalized code and instructions to purchase pins on May 17. So keep your inbox open and notifications on. For more details, head over to MaximumFund.org/pins, and to learn more about the National Immigration Law Center and support them directly, you can go to NILC.org.
MaximumFund.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.